Wendy. It's our friend. It's noted pet expert Steve Dale. Here to brighten the day.
I'm dancing.
Look pets at you. Are people, too.
Yep.
Yeah. Pets are people, too.
And you know what today is?
National Dog Day.
International Dog Day.
You sure?
Yeah, I think so. And you know what?
What?
We don't. None of us have to go to work today. It's a holiday. A holiday.
For who? Dogs. They don't have to go to their job today.
Oh.
We have to work.
Steve, we are still required to work on International Dog Day.
I actually hid Kona's briefcase because I said, you're not going in today.
You need a day off.
I thought it was for us.
No, come on, please.
I didn't plug
Be
the
real.
Meter. Steve, I thought I had free parking today.
Did you hear at the very beginning of the show, Wendy told a very, very sad story to Kleenexer about an incident with her dog and a rabbit. Did you hear any of this?
I did.
Yeah.
And
the rabbit did not do well.
I made everybody upset, and I'm sorry. I'm still upset. I cried a lot.
What should she have done? For people who don't know, Wendy, just a quick outline of what happened.
Kona
there.
Caught a rabbit and didn't finish the job. There.
Yeah. So it would be nice if that didn't happen in the future and we can keep the rabbits out of the yard in the first place, you know?
Should I get a BB gun?
No!
Wendy,
no!
But now, I will say, Steve came in and said, yeah, I heard this earlier, and I said, what do I do? And he goes, you're not going to like this, but I'm going to tell you anyway. And you said someone should be in the yard with Kona.
And you were.
We are every time. He has never left unattended. Fenced yard.
But you had rabbits nesting there.
Well, I didn't see a nest this time. This was years ago.
Oh.
Tiki probably got about 8 rabbits.
Oh. All right. But, I don't know. Put up a sign and say, danger dog to rabbits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do that.
How come they can't smell that a dog has urinated in our yard?
They actually can.
Well, then they're dumb.
Well, Steve?
Periodically, rabbits are sometimes more intelligent than others, and there are some rabbits that would go nowhere near there. I suppose that's how rabbits become more intelligent. The ones that don't figure it out don't reproduce, and the ones that do.
It's survival of
thinning
the
herd.
Yeah. You know, but it is sad.
It was a teenager, too. It wasn't
you know
a baby. Well, that's what Bill said. How'd you know it was a teenager? Was it vaping?
That's right.
That was maybe your best ever.
Ah, whatever. Thanks.
Do you have a list of his best ever?
You know what? There's not enough paper in the world.
I know, but it would be really cool to have such a thing.
Steve, what should we know on this International Dog Day? What are the key points that we should know?
Well, we should remember.
Who's calling you? Your dog?
It's my phone.
Yeah, I know what it is.
I apologize for that. Sorry.
I was wondering, is
you
Jasmine...
You knew that's what his ringer was going to be like?
Don't I didn't think about it. I hear a lot of people who have the stupid duck as their ringer.
No, I would never do that.
I want to do that.
Maybe a cat I would do, too. So we should remember what dogs can do for us and do with us. I mean, we don't even understand completely. So what I often say is dogs understand us better than we understand them. And what they can do is astounding. So if I had been on a show with you guys 20 years ago.
Yes.
But actually,
you were.
I probably, right.
You
I
were.
Was on shows with you 20 years ago with
yes.
you guys. And what I didn't possibly say at that point, because we didn't know this, is that dogs could detect when diabetics have crashes.
That's amazing.
Or people have seizures. They can detect that in advance that you're going to have a seizure. We're beginning now to better, but we still don't completely understand all that dogs can do.
They can sniff out cancer.
Yeah,
yes.
They can do that.
Yes. So dogs.
They can give you colonoscopies.
And you're not getting a
what?
Dog? That is not the.
He liked that one.
End all.
Don't, Wendy. Don't cheapen it, please.
I don't know that I've ever seen him laugh quite like that before. It right. caught him.
At
very
his own
good.
Joke.
How do you explain that dogs have these abilities, Steve? It must baffle science.
I can explain it just a little bit. So here's what we do know, that dogs evolved with us. And we are the
They were wolves at some point, right?
They were, but don't be fooled by those TV commercials that say, bring out the wolf in your dog.
Yeah.
Because the kind of wolf they're talking about, so the Eastern Grey Wolf, which is what they're talking about, evolved about the same time that a wolf that is long, long extinct began to develop into dogs.
Ah.
And our dogs are, in fact, nutritionally more like us than like wolves in many ways.
Really?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, really, friends, the Bichon or Poodle or Kona, your dogs at home, are not wolves at all. But they did evolve from a species of wolf that has not been around. And 40,000 years ago, you know, people talk about how dogs are members of the family and now dogs sleep in our beds and all that, which is very true.
Yeah.
But that's not new. So 40,000 years ago, we actually know from archaeological evidence that dogs slept beside people, which is incredible.
Three Dog Night is
well, what, right? They, yes,
they got their name because it's in the Alaskan tundra. Mm-hmm. If it was a three dog night, you curled up with three dogs as opposed to one or two.
Yes, totally correct. And it's you know, I guess it's because they didn't have space heaters back then, 40,000 years ago. I don't know, but it was utilitarian. But also, it's quite incredible if you think about the fact that dogs trusted us with their puppies.
Uh-huh.
I mean, there was no spay neuter back then.
Yeah.
And we trusted them not to eat our babies. I mean, this wasn't, I mean, they didn't have
that was the deal.
Homes.
Well, we signed a pact with dogs saying
well,
that.
Well, we kind of did.
Yeah.
Pinky Paw swore.
Yeah.
And we hunted with them.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, it's thought, so we are one of two primate species on the planet that have sclera in our eyes, the whites in our eyes.
Uh-huh.
And it's actually thought by experts who know far more than me, it was a way we developed that we didn't have that. Like Neanderthal men didn't have that. Cro-Magnon men developed it. And it's thought to be a way that we could communicate with dogs. They could easily catch the white in our eye, and we didn't have to scream whatever people screamed back then, like, ho, woo, ah, woo, or I don't know, caveman language.
Hmm.
Is that right?
That was very convincing.
Sure.
Very convincing.
I'm not sure
but
that's
that
right.
That makes sense, because without the white in your eye, you wouldn't be able to see, you know, your mom wouldn't have been able to give you that look without whites in her
that's
eyes,
true.
So dogs can read that look.
Yes, yes. And the only other primate species that has that is orangutans, and it's thought because they live in dense foliage in the trees, that was one way, and continues to be, the few that are left, that they can communicate with one another as well.
That's pretty fascinating. I just got a text from Jimmy Mack. Kona found his briefcase, but is wondering if I know where his keys and wallet are on this International Dog Day.
It is International Dog Day. It's one of my favorite days.
It is pretty amazing, the bond between human and dogs. And I'm not going to criticize cats. I had a cat, Declan, my only cat I ever had and ever will. But there seems to be a bigger bond, obviously, between dogs and humans
cats. Given the opportunity to socialize with people, dogs instantly have that. I mean, a study that was done, for example, in a Middle Eastern country where dogs are presumed culturally to be dirty. Even there, they looked at a picture of a dog, and their level of oxytocin, the feel-good hormone, increased just by looking at a picture. Another study that I love is they showed a bunch of people a Lassie movie. I don't know which one it was. Lassie Go Home, Lassie Come Home, Lassie's Home. I don't know which one it was. But one of those Lassie movies. And beforehand, everybody did what you like to do. They peed in a cup.
Yeah.
And then after the movie, they did the same thing. And they measured. Really?
What?
This is true. And they measured.
Where do you go see your movies? I'm not going there.
No, never go to a movie with me. And they measured. They measured.
This is during the previews for other movies?
No. This was a special study that they did.
Yeah.
And they measured cortisol level with those folks.
Oh, that's stress.
Right. And it went down just by watching a Lassie movie.
I believe that.
Wow.
A lot of times before bed, we sit around and we watch dog fail videos
What are dog fail videos?
It's like, you know, people fail, they get hit in the crotch with thing. They have a bunch of dog things, like a dog's going up the stairs, and all of a sudden it slips and falls.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just goofy people taking video of their dog. But we watch dog videos a lot before bed, and it makes you laugh, it calms you down, it chills you out.
Yeah, as does simply petting a dog.
Yep.
Would dogs find these videos amusing to watch other dogs not doing well at things?
I don't think that would be
upsetting.
No, I think so.
They'd go, look at that idiot.
Yeah,
I'd never do that.
We do believe that dogs have a sense of humor.
Yeah.
And we know their brain chemistry, which can bring me to the next story, is very similar to our own.
All right. Hold that thought, noted pet expert Steve Dale. We'll find out what Steve's talking about
it's
next.
It's heavy.
Will you talk more in that caveman voice? Because people love that.
Ooh, oog.
Nah, you're good. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN. Spill Left, it's Wendy Snyder. Our guest is noted pet expert Steve Dale. Steve, you started telling us a story about a dog. We had to interrupt for the commercials. What's going on?
Well, I was talking about how brain chemistry in dogs is actually very similar to ours. And many of the same emotions that we feel, dogs feel as well. Same is true for cats. And the same is true for other canines, which include coyotes. So coyotes most certainly are not dogs, and they're not pets. So this woman named Tommy Tranchita, about 13 years ago, was volunteering for one of those animal welfare organizations, and they had come across four coyotes that were orphaned, very young. I believe they were thought to have distemper. I mean, they were very sick. And she brought them through, and they survived. That's a good thing. That's a great thing. The downside is, what do you do with them now?
Yeah.
So they couldn't be re-released back into the woods. First of all, there's so many coyotes out there anyway. But secondly, they wouldn't know how to hunt.
They were domesticated,
and
kinda.
They were not afraid of people. Yeah. So I wouldn't say they were domesticated, but they were tame.
Okay.
And they were adjusted to people, had lost their fear of people, because their only experience with people was positive. So this woman, Tommy, said, you know what, I think she's in Lamont. And she said, you know what, I'm just going to dedicate my backyard to these guys. I'll do some educational programs for the community, because she knew that getting licensing was necessary, because you don't need a license necessarily to have a dog, although you do need a dog license, but you need special licenses for all this. She got all those licenses, and for 13 years now, forwarding the clock 13 years, permits all approved, no problem, any year. Department of Agriculture, USDA, Illinois State Department of Ag would come out. They would assess what she's doing and say, fine, this looks really good.
Doing everything by the book.
Yeah, exactly right. Then one day at 7 in the morning, she gets a knock or pounding on her door with the Illinois Department of Natural Resources holding guns pointing at her, as well as at the coyotes. And what's up with that, she said. What did I do? They said something about needing some other license. She said, I'll get it. They said, no. And they said, in fact, give me all your paperwork. I'm taking it from you, and we're confiscating those coyotes. And Wendy, I know you well enough to know that if you saw the videos of how they did that, that with tranquilizer guns.
Ugh.
And these are animals, by the way, that were tame. So she said, I can just ask the coyotes to go in their crates. Give me some time. Reportedly, according to her, the gentleman from the Illinois Department of Natural Resources who was leading this said, I have to leave for vacation. I don't have time.
And well, then get someone else to do it.
They were actually reportedly making jokes about what they were doing as they were doing it. So they confiscate in a very unnecessary, in my opinion, and horrific manner, the coyotes. Within weeks, three of the four died.
Yep. I remember reading about this. Yeah. It's terrible.
And one is still there. And Tommy was on my show. I was out of the country when this all happened, but Tommy was on my show this past Sunday.
What was the reason they did this? Did she ever get to the bottom of this?
She believes that one of those folks moved into the neighborhood and just didn't like the howling of the coyotes. And incidentally, no other neighbors all these years complained, as far as she knows. And in fact, many neighbors helped her.
And I get that you don't like howling. If your neighbor's dog howls, it's terrible. But I mean,
but the
what
person
do you
doesn't
do?
Live next door. Lives close enough to hear it.
Yeah.
You know, so you don't do that. And I don't understand. So if she didn't have the right permit, so if you don't have the right permit for something, anything, your car, you're given a month or at least weeks to get it. She wasn't even notified that she didn't have the right permits or needed an additional permit or permits, for one thing. And for another thing, even if she did, and even if they needed somehow, some way to remove these coyotes, the way in which they did it, you know, and I'm not taking her word for it. I saw videos of this. The animals were bloodied. They were horrified by what happened. And these are people who did this, and they had trusted people their whole lives, shooting at close range. And whatever they did resulted in the death of presumably previously healthy animals.
Well, so what happens? What do these people...
She's going... Well, how do you sue the state, you know? I mean,
well, if they did something,
she is, I think, going to go to court. But right now, she's just, there's one surviving coyote. She just wants that coyote back,
and they won't give it to her.
Not yet, no. And they may not. It's up to the courts. And this coyote living where the coyote is living now will die. There's no question. This coyote is clearly depressed, sitting in its own feces. 13 years old, so it's not a young right. animal. It's not going to live 20 more years if they, you know, it just can't. I mean, coyotes don't live that long. So,
I don't understand how this could have happened. I really don't.
I don't either. I don't either. It's shameful.
Have you won any awards recently, Steve? Usually you come on and you've won an award recently. Have you won anything?
I don't think so.
Come on.
Well, weren't have you I? Aware, didn't Governor Pritzker just sign something that you had something to do with?
Yes, yes. So there was a fire, again, a very sad story, a fire at a kennel facility in West Chicago in January. 30 dogs died. And what I learned is these kennel fires happen all too frequently, not only in Chicago, all over the country. And no state has fire protection for animals in kennels. Of course, we have lots of protections, as we should.
Yeah.
I would hope we do for daycares for children.
Right.
In fact, we have lots of them.
Yeah.
And also, children can run out. They're not, I hope, in cages like the dogs are. So the dogs are in these cages, the fire happens. There's no protection system. There's no fire alarms or sprinklers or any of that necessarily. Some communities, individual communities, mandate it, but statewide, no state has done it till now. Because I said we've got to change this.
Yeah.
And the Humane Society of the United States, a representative, Representative Pappas, helped me. I mean, enormously.
Yeah.
To make this happen. It even passed the Illinois Senate unanimously.
Oh, that never happened.
Yeah, look at that, I know. Steve Dale.
That doesn't happen, Steve, the unanimous part.
And then, but the governor. So here's what happened. I hear the governor's going to sign the bill, right?
Uh-huh.
And I am in Washington, D.C., speaking at the convention of the American Veterinary Medical Association.
Yes.
I call, this is true.
Did they give you an award?
No, but I call.
Missed opportunity, in my opinion.
They have. So I call United Airlines, and I say, you know, I wanted a flight back, and it was last minute. That's hard to do. I have some status because I fly so much, but still, it's hard to do. So, especially from D.C., because they're popular flights, you know?
Yeah.
So I said, the governor wants me back. I'm talking to the person at United Airlines. And she says, what do you mean? I said, well, Governor Pritzker. She said, oh, I'm in Chicago. Because you could talk to any, you know, someone at a phone system anywhere in the country.
Yeah, you never know
where
you're
right, she happens to be Chicago. She said, are you Steve Dale?
Get out of here. Are you a noted pet expert?
No, but she, and I said, because I explained what the bill was about and why. She said, why would the governor want you back? So I told her, and then she said, are you Steve Dale?
Why would the governor want you back?
Because I wanted to be at the bill signing. Representative Pappas knew that.
But
and
it's funny that this woman point blank said that to you.
She did.
Why would the governor
and
want
she
you
got
back?
Me, and she got me on a flight.
Oh, good.
I'm back. I'm landing at O'Hare. I get a text from the governor's office. Our schedule changed, by the way.
Oh, goodness.
So I was out of the country when the bill signing happened, but I got a pen.
Yeah, I wondered why you weren't in that picture.
Yeah, that's why.
Oh.
That's why.
All right, someone wants to know how we can help the coyote lady. There's a bunch of texts.
Thank you.
What can we do?
Call your state representative.
And tell them what?
And there's
people
also
always say that, and I never know who to call and what to say to them.
Tell them the Illinois Department of, what was it? The Illinois Department of Natural Resources. IDNR should be chastised for what they did, and mostly that this woman deserves her dog, the one remaining surviving dog, back before this dog succumbs, which this dog will. I mean,
now you keep saying dog, but it's a coyote.
It's a coyote. Yeah. It's very much not a dog. It's a coyote.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry.
Apology like not accepted. Noted product from Steve Day.
But like dogs, I mean, this coyote had littermates its entire life that it lived with.
Yeah.
So imagine being pulled away from that.
Sure.
And live with this woman for all these years, and now is in it. And on top of it, I'm sure the people are doing the best they can to care for the coyote, but still, living in a place where there's no sun at all, living indoors in a small facility, and may not be healthy.
Yeah,
from the images I saw. So this coyote needs to be reunited with her. It's the only chance that this coyote... I mean, what happened to these three other coyotes was really inexcusable. These animals did not have to die.
Mm. I agree with you. And finally, before we let you go, I love listening to you on Sunday morning.
Thank you. You can hear
him from 6:30 to 7. Steve Dale's Pet World. You need more time on the radio. You really
Thank
do.
You.
But someone wants to know if you can do something for that law that you did with the boarding. Can you ask Steve if we can get the dog boarding bill to cover horse boarding facilities, too?
I get asked that a lot, and I'm going to be talking to the guy from the HSUS who knows more about the political ins and outs than I do. I wanted that originally, and so did he. The problem with that is reality. The Department of Agriculture for the state would have fought that bill, perhaps, and we wanted the bill to go through. It did, first state in the country to do it, and the hope is other states follow. But I do understand and agree the same protection should be there for horses.
All right, we'll get working on that and let us know.
I will. I'll try.
Thanks for stopping by, noted pet expert Steve Dale. I hope
Thank
you have
you.
A happy International Dog Day.
Yes!
You and yours.
Woohoo!
Where do people find you?
SteveDale.tv, and there's a link to the petition that this woman has who has those coyotes.
And your one-man show where you do the caveman character that's coming soon.
I couldn't do it without you, though.
What was that caveman show that guy has done forever?
Defending the Caveman with noted pet expert Steve Dale.
I saw it. It's pretty funny.
I could be one
of the cavemen.
Yeah. Yeah, I could.
All right.
It's been said about me.
Love to see that. Thank you, Steve.
Thanks, Steve.